I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the Democratic candidates for New Jersey governor held their final debate last night with five people on stage outlining their plans if elected. More now from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty. He's got this recap.
There weren't any explosive moments, just a little bickering here and there. Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill, currently the frontrunner according to polls, managed to stay clear of the skirmishes.
I'm going to make sure that our kids have better opportunities here in New Jersey no matter what it takes.
Newark Mayor Ross Baraka says he's the most progressive candidate in the race.
New Jersey is ready for something different, not the weak playbook of the Democratic Party.
Congressman Josh Gottheimer is positioning himself as the affordability leader.
We're going to do things differently in Jersey so you can afford to stay, your kids can afford to stay, and seniors can afford to be here too.
Former Senate President Steve Sweeney says his experience and practical ideas set him apart.
I'm the one candidate that I think you've heard so far from even the people up on the stage that got some really good ideas. Because we do.
Jersey City Mayor Steve Fulop says he's building a broad coalition of support.
The people that don't like Donald Trump are sitting here in the room, and there's plenty of us, and we agree on that. But they're in our camp already. You need to move independent voters.
And Teachers Union President Sean Spiller didn't raise enough money to qualify for the debate. Primary day is June 10th. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Doherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.